This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Mallory Weber was in a very dark time in her life when she wrote her best-selling romance novel, The Beaten Heart. Writing about the hurt that she went through gave her purpose. She says writing was her therapy, her way of overcoming guilt, fear, a lack of self-respect. She always wanted to be a writer with a goal of writing a book that would inspire. She went on to become a licensed clinical professional counselor, working as a school counselor, helping girls deal with the many issues that she faced. An amazing, fast-paced story with an important message every woman can learn from. Mallory Weber, author of The Beaten Heart, our guest on today's This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you. You stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call now.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-320-8914. 800-320-8914. 800-320-8914. That's 800-320-8914.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The romance novel, The Beaten Heart by Mallory Weber, has been called a great read with an important message every woman can learn from. Melanie Dixon has been through her share of heartache. With college graduation in a few days and a marriage proposal in the near future, she feels confident and happy. When tragedy strikes and everything she thought she wanted goes away, she finds solace in a comfortable, practical new relationship and a new life thousands of miles from home. But just as she is starting to live her life again, not overcome with guilt and no longer paralyzed by fear, an old flame steps back into her life. In one weekend, everything she thought she knew changes. The one person she has spent her life trying to forget, to hide her feelings for, is thrust back into her life. She has to decide, should she pick the practical, safe choice or follow her heart and the one person she has always loved? Mallory Weber is a school counselor, licensed clinical professional counselor. She lives in Illinois with her husband and her three young daughters. Mallory loves to read, and one of her great aspirations was to write a book that inspires someone or is worth reading. Mallory Weber, author of The Beaten Heart, is our guest on This Week in America. Mallory, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
What an excellent job you've done with this book, receiving rave reviews. Let's go back to how this all started for you. When did you decide, when did you know this was a story that you needed to tell?
I started writing this story in 2009. It was very, very short. It was just a little love story. And over time, it's developed into more of a finding yourself, figuring out who you are, and more of an empowering book, I would say. It kind of developed over the years. It went from a short little love story into what it is now.
Talk about how the writing process began for you when you were telling the story, and it was, and I mentioned, a darker period in your life. How difficult was it to sit and to write this story? I mentioned it was therapy. Was this good for you that you actually started this process?
Yes, I believe it gave me a purpose, and I was unemployed at the time. I didn't really know what I was going to do. So writing the book became my therapy, and it gave me something to look forward to. And I always thought I would do something with it. Now, if that's printing it out and stapling it and passing it out to my girlfriends or getting it published, I didn't know. But I knew I needed to write it, and I'm glad that I did, because I kind of forgot a lot of the things that I wrote from 2009.
And the book is The Beaten Heart. Yeah, and it's touching so many people. It really is making an impact on lives, and we'll talk about that as we go through the conversation. Mallory Weber is the author. That's Mallory. The book is The Beaten Heart. Of course, you'll find it at Amazon, all the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned one of your great aspirations was to write a book. Talk about when you sat down to write a book, some surprising things about the writing process. You talk to authors, and they have a conception of what it's going to be like when they start writing a book. They have these thoughts, and then it turns out to be something different. What was it like for you? What was the most surprising thing when you started writing The Beaten Heart?
Probably how long it took. I signed in April of 19, and it did not get published until July of 21. I don't know if that was from COVID. I feel like everything kind of shut down for a while.
Yes.
And it was just kind of stuck. And so I had told a bunch of my friends, like, oh, it's going to be a book. And then it was just in a standstill. So I was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's really going to be a book or not. And then I got an email, and yeah, it was being published. So it was crazy when I first signed, how quick I thought it was going to be to when it actually happened.
What advice would you give for someone who's always wanted to write a book, maybe in a situation like you were in? You've got the story that you really feel needs to be told. It's going to help you in writing it and telling it, help other people who read it. What advice would you have for people that sort of, I'm ready to start writing, but I don't have the impetus to begin yet. What advice would you give them?
Why not? Just try. I feel like a lot of the times our greatest stories are actually journals. And if you put your feelings on paper, it kind of just takes life on itself. I didn't realize that I wanted to have this become a book, and I just started writing, and it turned into a great story. So what's holding you back? If you have a dream and you can't stop thinking about it, you need to go for it.
It's interesting, the writing process. I want to talk a little bit about that. When you were writing the story, did you know step by step where you were going with this, or did it sort of evolve sort of naturally as you were telling the story?
No, the ending was actually the beginning of my book. So the whole book has completely changed. I mean, when I started, it was like 80 pages. So it has completely changed. I just wrote some of the not good parts first, and then it changed into what it is.
The book I mentioned is helping so many people. The reviews have been excellent. It's a book they want to share with other people. It's a message that people can learn from as well. What did it do for you to write this book? Not only just sitting and writing it, but reading the reviews and finding out your message is resonating with people literally worldwide.
It makes me really happy, especially as a therapist. I tried to use some therapeutic interventions, tried to focus on coping skills and different parts of therapy that we use, so that it was a healing book. Like, just because you've been through something bad doesn't mean that defines you. You can create the story you want and the ending you want.
With us on the program is Mallory Weber. That's Weber. The book is The Beaten Heart. You'll find it wherever books are sold. We'll send you to Amazon. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about maybe the biggest lesson you learned in writing the book and getting it published. Writing it is one thing, and you mentioned finally getting it published. That's a whole business aspect to it. It's a whole different journey than going through the writing process. What some lessons from actually getting the book published that would be helpful for other people?
Be patient. It takes time. There's a lot of editing. There's a lot of changes. It was a very short story that has evolved into something totally different. And I feel like as I was writing, it kept changing. So you just need to be patient with yourself. And if you feel like this is where it needs to go, then that's where you need to go. Because like I said, I changed all of it. And I actually changed it right before I was getting published. And I think my editor was going to kill me. But it just didn't feel right. And so I changed it to how I wanted it.
Well, and I guess there's another lesson for somebody that's about to go through the process, possibly. Make sure it's your story. Make sure it's the story you want to tell, not just to satisfy an editor who wants to go to bed with this and get it printed. Do it your way. The book is The Beaten Heart. You've done such an excellent job with this. Again, rave reviews. Are you working on another book?
I do have one in process, yes. I have a story. I just need to sit down and figure out where it's going to go.
That's interesting. That is it going to be like sort of a sequel to this, to The Beaten Heart, or no? You're shaking red.
No,
so totally different story.
Totally different people, totally different characters. The Beaten Heart is just one story, and I think it conveyed the message I wanted. And I think it's time for a new book, new characters, new storyline. I have a title, but I don't have the book, so.
Well, we'll be following that and anxious to see that, to be able to read it. The Beaten Heart is the book that's now published by Mallory. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. What inspired you to begin writing in the first place? I mentioned this was sort of a goal of yours that someday I would like to write a book. What was it about writing a book that that captured your attention very early on, obviously?
I've always wanted to write a book. I was a journalism major in college. I just remember being back in seventh grade and we would do journal entries and I loved writing. I had a friend and he said, "Why do you always smile when you write?" And it makes me happy. My favorite class in college was creative writing. I just liked to write.
You've done such an excellent job, and obviously you enjoyed the process. You're going to be working on a second book. Mallory Weber, our guest on the program. What kind of books do you enjoy reading, and who are some of your favorite authors, maybe influences that you've had throughout your life that sparked this this writing career?
I like chick lit, so fiction, romance, but not really romance. Emily Giffen is my favorite. Jane Green. I really liked Karma Brown. I have Jane Green's new one. I just picked it up on the way here. I just like to read. I read everything. Kristen Harmel, Kristen Hannah.
Yeah, a number
if you
of
chicklet, that's where it is.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about that genre for a second. Sometimes you mention that and people would go, that's sort of light, that's fluffy, that's beach reading, and it'll be a nice story and that'll go on to something else. If you do it right and you did it right, there are some powerful messages in the chick lit category, aren't there?
Yes, and I'm a therapist, so I listen to sad, terrible stories a lot. So it's nice to kind of shut your mind down and have that happy ending. My daughter said, "Do the people fall in love on the beach?" Like every book that I read, she asks if the people fall in love on the beach. I'm like, not really, but sometimes.
What message do you want readers to take away? I'm reading the reviews, and you read about the book is touching the reader. It's touching. They want to get this message to their daughters. There really is a message here. Talk about that message. What you hope the takeaway is, besides reading a very good story, a well written story in The Beaten Heart. What do you hope the reader takes away?
Well, you can always find a happy ending when you look at things, but you have to figure out who you are and what you want for your life before you find that person. And so the book was all about her figuring out who she was. She's a different person than just somebody in a relationship. She needed to figure out what made her happy and find her own life before she could decide who she wanted to be with.
Similarities between you and the journey to get to that point where you're happy with who you are and Melanie. Are there some similar characteristics between you and the character?
Yeah, I would say so. Like I said, I wrote it in 2009. So everything's changed in 12 years. I would say there was a lot of growth and figuring out who I am. Like, if you would have asked me 12 years ago if I would be a therapist, I would have said absolutely not. I was going to do public relations and special events and everything in your life. The choices you make lead up to where you're at. And I feel like everything has just kind of fallen into place for me. And I feel like that's kind of how she was. Like, she didn't know what she wanted to do. She just knew she needed to get away and figure out who she was. And it all just kind of fell into place.
How long did it take you to get to that point where you feel like, okay, I know who I am now. I know what makes me happy. Was that sort of in a process that evolved over the years, or was there something that really sort of got your attention and you thought, enough of this, I'm going to do what Mallory wants to do and what makes Mallory happy?
My husband was a big force in my life. He pushed me to go to grad school. I worked for my family and it wasn't something that I really wanted to do. And he said, well, you're not a tree. Why don't you do something about it? And I went to grad school because he told me to dream bigger than what I was. And yeah, it all just kind of happened.
In the book, in the dedication, the book is dedicated to your mother. Talk about the role that she played in shaping who you are and finding out who you are as life evolves.
Well, at the time I was unemployed and I was really sad and angry. And she just said, if you have a story to write, then write your story. But you have to do something. You can't just be sad and living at home unemployed. So she's always been a supportive person. She pushes me, but not to the point where it's too much. She's just there in case you need her. She was a huge part of this book. Like, she edited it. She's read this book so many times. Her and I were like, okay, it's time for a new story. Like, we've read this thing so many times. And then when it was getting published, we kept reading and reading and reading. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready for a new book. I've read this so many times.
You know, you often wonder what a writer goes through going back in that editing process and going back to catch maybe grammatical errors, go back and catch something that maybe you drift a little bit and you need to get back focused. How difficult is that? I would think going back and reading a story over and over again, at some point you're like, okay, let's just wrap this up and get on with it.
That's exactly how I felt. They kept sending it and saying, I needed to read this one. I needed to do this. I'm like, I'm done. I'm ready to just send this. And then one night I was thinking about it. I'm like, this is not how I want this story to go. And I changed the whole entire thing. So then we started the editing process all over again. Yep. All over, like from the beginning.
Well, that goes back to the message in the Beaten Heart, which is please yourself. And you weren't necessarily pleased with the way it was going. Others probably would have been quite happy if you would have said, I'm finished, let's get on with the process. You slowed it down because you weren't quite where you thought it should be. And the result is a book that's getting excellent reviews and helping people. More with Mallory Weber, the author of The Beaten Heart, next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-320-8914. 800-320-8914. 800-320-8914. That's 800-320-8914.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-515-6319. 800-515-6319. 800-515-6319. That's 800-515-6319.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now back to This Week in America, Mallory Weber, our guest, author of The Beaten Heart, book available at Amazon, the usual places. Also at the beginning of the book, there's a message there for your girls, Bryn, Tessa, and Reese. You say, never, ever change anything about yourself for a boy. Stay true to yourself and the right person will love you for who you are. Talk about that. This book is written for the masses, for the people to enjoy and learn from, and for your three daughters as well. That's a powerful message that you learned maybe the difficult way, didn't you?
I would say yes. And as a therapist, I have a lot of teenage girls, and I feel like they constantly change who they are to try and fit in. And the thing is, be yourself, and the real people who love you and appreciate you for you, they're going to like the quirky, weird person that you're trying to hide to fit in. And I feel like that's a lot of the times in relationships too, where you try to be like this other person or have similarities and just be yourself. And the right person will like you no matter what.
You know, it's interesting, the therapists you come in contact with, people that are reaching out on an ongoing basis, the three young daughters growing up. When I grew up, social media was basically the bulletin board at the laundromat. I mean, that's all we had to worry about, was somebody posting something there. With social media there now, talk about how difficult, and I'm assuming it's difficult for you and for young people growing up, because you can go onto one of the apps and find something very negative there about yourself, and suddenly you take on this sort of a minor depression, quite possibly. How difficult is it in a world of social media to really find out who you are and to be happy with that, despite what you might find from trollers?
Well, working with teenage girls, I mean, social media is a totally different situation. We didn't have that. I had flip phone. We didn't know who was invited to a party and who wasn't. And now I have girls who think they have their friends, and then they'll see pictures of their friends having a sleepover without them, and they're just so sad. Comparison is a huge issue. Everybody compares themselves to their friends, to people on social media. Facebook is a highlight of your life. You don't put the bad stuff on there. Like, I'm not going to say, like, my husband made me mad today. You know, you put the good stuff, and everybody compares themselves to each other because it's a highlight reel. So if you're always looking at somebody's best days and you're not having very good days, you're going to think you're in a really bad place. And I think social media has just really done a lot to mental health as far as the teenage girls I see. I don't know what I'm going to do with when my girls are big. I have a 9, 6, and 4-year-old, so we haven't came to that yet, but I think we're going to have a lot of lessons about what's real and what's not. Like I said, it's a highlight reel, so it's really easy to compare your not so good days with somebody's best days.
It's so difficult now. I think back in decades ago when our two boys were young, I mean, all you sort of worried about is somebody said something to somebody and it got back to you and you could sort of deal with that. But it's when it's there and it's published and everybody's talking about it, it's real difficult to get through that situation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have a lot of girls who have dealt with bullying, cyberbullying, and it just does something to you. I mean, someone's mean to you in junior high, I mean, you don't forget that. And this is written out, and it's very easy to be really mean behind a screen, behind a keyboard. You can say things that you would never say to someone's face because you have that protection behind your computer or your phone. And the things they say are just, no, they're terrible. Like, I would never walk up and just say the things to someone.
Well, see, that's the thing, you wouldn't, I guess. You've got the hiding behind a keyboard. So if you have a keyboard, you're supposed to have an opinion and share it. And you wouldn't say that face to face, would you? You wouldn't walk up to somebody and say some of the things that you read on Facebook or that some of the young girls come in and talk about has been said about them.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, you don't share your opinion just walking down the street with someone, but on Facebook, everyone has an opinion. On Instagram, everyone has an opinion, and sometimes we just need to be quiet.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that. Be quiet, read a good book, sort of escape for a while, go into your own world. A couple minutes left in the program. Mallory Weber, our guest. The book is The Beaten Heart, the romance novel. You'll find it wherever books are sold, of course, Amazon, the usual places. You say never give up on a dream, no matter what anyone else says. If you can't stop thinking about something, there's a reason. Let's talk about that, because that's so powerful, not just for young women, but for all of us. If this thought persists, there's a reason for that. Talk about that philosophy, because it really breaks it down into a matter of few words and gives us great focus in life.
Right. Well, like I said, I wrote it 12 years ago. So if it's something you keep thinking about, you should probably do something about it. How this all came about was I wrote a list of things I wanted to do in 2008, I believe. And I was cleaning out my closet in 2018. And I sent a Snapchat to my friend. And on the list, it was like, learn Italian, get a kitten, like, write a book. And I thought she was going to say, like, oh, that's so funny. Like, you have two cats. Like, you did that. And she goes, oh, you wrote a book and you never did anything with it. And that whole conversation changed everything. Like, I kind of forgot about the book. And then, yeah, 9 years later, my one friend, who is very supportive and encouraging, said, you never did anything with it. So that's how it came about. But you can't give up on something if you are still thinking about it.
The book is The Beaten Heart by Mallory Weber. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places. Of course, you can link on directly to Mallory's Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mallory, congratulations on the success of the book. You're helping a lot of people. Excellent job. Hopefully, second book comes out soon, and we can talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a great morning.
It's been fun, and we've learned a lot. Mallory Weber, the guest. The book is The Beaten Heart. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.